I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Okay, finally we sent those bitches off. Like, what are their names?
Like, I can't even remember their names.
Oh yeah. Oh, like, let me think. Oh, Martin, yes, that's the biggest
Martin.
Bitch. Martin is gone.
Oh, that old guy.
Oh yeah, and he promised he would be here tonight, but he just said no just now. And Tiana, yeah, that little bitch.
And Fox.
Oh yeah, Fox. Oh,
Fox.
That was old history. Yeah, he was long gone. And if there's anyone else, I cannot even remember them. Okay, so it's time for our recruiting time. We will embrace our new bananas now. So welcome to the banana interview. Let's call the first one in. Come in.
Hi.
Hello.
Introduce yourself briefly.
Okay. Well, my name is Shirley. I'm from the Faculty of Foreign Language and my major is NAPL. I love English very much and I love yellow. I love bananas. I love eating bananas. Okay. Yeah. Don't.
Oh, as well. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You can eat now.
Well, it... Okay.
Right in the interview.
Yeah, I will edit later, okay? And I am in my spare time, I enjoy reading different kinds of books and...
What kinds of books?
Like, economic books, detective stories.
Oh, what are those shit?
Wow. They're interesting, okay?
Okay.
And I love Charlie Chaplin's movies very much because he's a very funny guy.
Why not go to action frames?
Well, I think because I love banana.
Why?
And
because
yellow.
It's delicious.
Why banana is so special to you?
Shapes and size.
Okay.
Oh,
and also
got
other
you.
Meaning.
Time's not.
Okay. We haven't begun our yellow and violet questions. What a shame. But never mind. So next one. Call the next one.
Okay.
We got you.
Pink boy.
Ooh. Hello, everyone.
Hi, introduce yourself, baby.
My English name is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Not Tom and Jerry. Yeah.
Jeremy.
And I'm easygoing and I'm outgoing and I like doing sports such as
like?
Swimming.
Wow.
Yeah, tennis. Or football.
Tennis, you're so rich.
You're so
because,
poor.
Because when I was studying high school, there is the court in our school. So I don't
court. Need... Court? Oh, yeah. Rich high school. Where are you from? Tell me where you're from.
I'm from...
A rich family.
Luhe High School in Tongzhou District.
What a famous name. I don't even know it.
So do you love pink?
Since you're in pink.
Actually, I love green, blue.
What? You don't like yellow? Oh my god, yellow is not a favorite. You're out.
Yeah, out.
You're out.
Bye.
Yellow
Goodbye.
Is my favorite color.
Come on, you're
because
so okay.
My family name is Huang in Chinese. That means yellow. So I'm here.
Okay. Let me ask you a further question. Are you straight or not?
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, don't just say anything.
No. Okay,
okay,
yeah.
You're in.
So,
yeah, I love pink. I love pink.
So, I'm gonna give you a banana, and I wanna watch you
eat?
To eat the banana. What kind of action would you take to eat that banana? You use your tongue to suck the banana or something?
Actually, I wanna watch the deep in the throat.
Oh,
oh my god.
Yeah, so.
What a show.
Enjoy it.
Naughty girl.
Nice. Right now?
Yeah.
So give me a banana and out. Eat the banana
okay.
yourself.
Anyway, you're in. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yay! Yes. So, call the next 20.
Okay.
I love the pink boy.
Hi!
Hello.
Introduce yourself first. Hi, everyone. My name is Nina.
Nina.
Yeah, N-I-N-A, Nina. I'm an outgoing girl, and I'm willing to accept a lot of new things. And I want to make more friends who have the same hobby.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, and never.
Never,
yeah,
ever,
never.
Or
you don't want to?
No, I mean, I just didn't have it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. Just like us.
Except me.
So.
No.
Oh, yeah, oh, for real. Get out. Get out.
You had boyfriends before.
Oh. No, I never.
I've
never.
This is not your boyfriend. It's like Deng Xiaoxuan. You mentioned
that. No, that's not the boyfriend. Come on, let's go with the interview.
Okay. If that considered as a boyfriend, I think I have a tons of boyfriends before.
Just describe your male friends.
No. I was just kidding. Like, those superstars, like, once we considered them as a husband or a boyfriend before.
Oh, yeah, but about among the friends you have, there must be some male friends, and how will you describe them?
Gay me.
Like, they're all gay?
No, I mean, just
their boys and their friends of yours.
Plastic sister relationship.
Okay.
Plastic flower relationship.
Oh, yeah, that traditional question. Guo Degang and Trump, which one would you like to marry if you have to choose one?
If I have to choose one, I choose Trump.
Why?
Because since I cannot have a true love with both of them, either of them, I will choose whoever have more money so I can spend time myself and enjoying my life instead of...
Oh my god.
Being poor and unhappy.
So Trump is surely richer than Guo Degang, right?
Yeah.
Time is up.
Okay.
So, we got you.
Thank you.
Get out!
Bye!
Okay, call the next
Bye.
One.
Good luck!
Okay. Oh, nice to meet you. Introduce yourself.
Is this banana for me?
Yeah.
I'm senior sister and shige.
Okay.
Good evening.
Treat us separately.
I am Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay.
His name is pick up from the name box, and I'm from Chengdu Foreign Language School.
Okay, you're in.
Really? Really?
Just kidding. Go on.
Oh, come on. And I was the host of the television station of our school, and I like playing.
Oh yeah, you're in.
Drama and I love the star the rap star, the Eminem. Yeah, man, I can sing his song.
Go on.
All right, now.
Show
us. Come on, I'm gonna sing the rap.
Yeah, this is Kevin's show.
And can you do me a favor?
Maybe not.
Beat the drums.
Just can't try to read my lyrics to paper before I lay them. But chew into the thin of these words before I say them. Cause in a way, man, let you stop me from cause the man when I say them. I do something, I do it. And I give a damn on what you think. I do this for me. So fuck a world of Philippines. And guess up when the thing is stopping me. I'm be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, and doubly. And all those who can down, I'm even turning to can back. Okay, stop
okay.
here.
Okay,
what
awesome.
Just happened?
Just
suddenly
so
returned.
So do you have any questions?
Do you have girlfriend?
No.
Have you ever had a girlfriend? I bet not.
No.
She looks like a nerd.
Or boyfriend?
No, I think
no,
he's
I'm
lying.
Straight.
He must have had.
No,
really?
I'm not.
Oh my god, you look so dishonest.
No.
He has just come here for 3 minutes and you are already in love with him.
Not really, just in love with his hometown.
Okay.
Okay, which is
your hometown. Yeah, obviously. Okay, among the three girls here.
Oh my.
Marry one, fuck one, and kill one. How do you choose?
Walk away.
I will marry you and fuck you and kill you.
Oh my.
Is it all right?
Oh yeah, okay.
That's great.
That
really
is great.
So brilliant.
Impressive. Oh, okay, nothing more. So I think enough for this one. Time is up. Get out.
Thank you, and I take a banana.
Goodbye, my junior brother.
Tell me. Thank you.
Senior sister.
Halfway to get out. Next one.
Hi. Introduce yourself to us.
Hello, my name is Steven, and I'm an outgoing and energetic girl.
You're the third one who said I'm outgoing. So show how outgoing you are.
How much?
Like, how many boyfriends have you ever
yeah.
had?
I have no boyfriends.
Oh, it sucks. Get out.
Shame on you.
Look, bananas are single forever. It's like, oh, Prim. I'm sorry. Prim, get out.
Let's spell out. What is her name?
A spell.
Oh, Steven.
No. I mean,
Winona.
Single.
Oh, Joanne!
Joanne!
Joanne, we miss you!
Yeah.
You just said you can't remember her name.
That's Prim. Okay. No.
I bet they won't.
Some questions. Come on. You.
I love your hat.
You want it?
You seem like a boy. A pop girl.
Oh, it's a hint. You should leave your hat here when you go.
Donald Trump and Guo Degang choose one to marry.
Guo Degang.
Why?
Because the fat one had the bigger one.
No.
No, you cannot judge it by.
No, I've heard that the fatter one, they usually have the smaller one.
Yeah.
But really, but how about the black guys? The black guys.
Yeah, black guys. And maybe all the black guys have longer one or.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But
you have seen them before.
How do you know that?
There's a kind of movie called porn.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I don't think Guo Degang is fatter than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. There you
actually,
go.
I think he's thinner.
So enough for this one.
Hi.
Hi. Introduce yourself. I love your egg.
I love your haircut.
Oh my god, your egg is so cute.
Pretty boy.
Your egg?
Eggy boy.
Okay.
Come on, okay.
That makes me nervous. I'm from faculty of journalism and communication.
Oh, not again.
And I major in international journalism and communication.
Not again.
What's your name?
My name. I haven't got an English name yet.
What?
What about Tom? We got Jerry.
Oh yeah,
Tom.
We need Jerry. We need a Tom.
But Tom is so.
Why Tom?
Because you have a classmate named Jerry.
Eggy boy.
It's his nickname. Oh, okay, we got
okay.
it. So, an actual English name, Tom, or if you think Tom is too normal, Tommy. So lovely.
Tommy is so gay.
Yeah, he is so gay. Look at his egg.
Are you straight or not?
Come on, Tom is so haircutter.
Haircutter?
Oh, I mean.
Like Tom, Tony. Or something else, Jerry?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, kind of.
Let's start our conversation and let's get acquainted with each other with our conversation.
Please answer my question directly. Are you straight
sorry,
or
I missed
not?
It. Obviously, straight.
Not. Is it obvious? Excuse me, is it
That's
obvious?
That's too obvious. Oh.
So how many girlfriends have you ever had?
I'm too straight.
Let me count.
Countless.
Count my fingers. Really?
Countless.
Really?
Oh my god.
Impressive. How
we
can
got
a,
this.
How can a gay get so many girlfriends?
That hurts me.
Yeah.
So you insist that he is gay?
Nah, I just judge.
Me too.
Shake hands.
Which kind of girl is your dreamy one?
Me?
Look, he's speechless. He's fucking lying.
No. I just have a question. Who is the boss of among you three?
No, you don't. You don't need to consider this.
You just
just choose one from the stars, the movie stars in China or in some foreign countries.
Female movie stars.
Choose one as your goddess.
Any options?
Well,
come on, just pick some names for me. Great.
Yeah,
that's
really.
That's it.
I love your taste.
You're in.
I believe you're
this
right.
is so nana.
Okay, now you can get out and call the next one.
Okay. That's all?
Yeah, that's all.
You want more?
No. That's all. Thank you.
You don't want more?
Bye.
Hi.
Hello. You're so tall.
How tall are you?
194.
Because I'm asking him to introduce yourself.
Introduce myself. I'm Joey from International Journalism. Okay, I know.
Joey. Not again.
We should.
How can we spell Joey?
J-O-E-Y. And I choose here because, you know, Prem told me that every 师姐 here is so beautiful. So
Oh yeah, that is right.
So you must be straight.
No, I'm not straight.
Oh my god, you're right.
So I believe the true reason is that all the guys here are so hot. It's none of our business.
I don't think they're hot.
But isn't it true that we are beautiful?
Oh, we are. Yeah, we are.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
And even a gay will think we're beautiful.
Because gay have better taste than the normal guys.
Yeah.
No, gay. Because gays are more friendly.
No, they just have better taste.
How about just think yourself.
Come on, let's go with this interview.
Okay.
You smell like food.
I smell like... Oh, I just ate some chocolate, you know.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
And where is it now?
Here.
In your stomach?
Yeah.
You're out. None of us have the portion of chocolate.
Oh, one day when I when I'm rich enough, I will...
When you're rich enough?
Yeah. I will...
Buy something for yourself.
No.
Oh, buy something for us.
I will...
Take it easy. You're gay. You're in.
I will undertake your all the friends here.
I know. One day we'll get the chocolate.
You guys all will get a portion and for your
beauty.
We don't have chocolate. Oh, if we don't let me, we will be killed.
Yeah,
okay, let me.
And I think maybe if I stay here, if I have a chance to stay here, maybe it's not because of my English. It may be because that my taste is better, you know.
Oh, that is true.
We are actually looking for someone whose taste is better.
Mm-hmm. And that's him. Okay, he's in.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little boring.
No, you are not.
You think we're beautiful, and that's enough.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, not just a little. It's fucking boring.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I love those new bananas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, me too.
Oh, you're here. Who are you? You're here the whole
Where
time.
Where did you go?
Which one is your favorite among the interviews?
I think the taller one.
The tallest one.
Because
he's
gay. Do you like him?
He's
the last one.
No,
you
because
just don't remember
the one
before.
No, I think because the taller one may have longer ones.
Oh
God!
Where does this theory come from?
Judging from the experience.
Yeah, judging from the experience, and
so do you think you're tall enough?
Taller,
yeah.
Where did your experience come from?
No, we're supposed to
in the toilet.
Discuss about the
new
bananas.
Well, actually,
and about the girls.
I think we may have a variety of manners in your semester. We have gay and straight guys and beautiful girls and pop girls.
And ugly girls.
And ugly boys.
No. I'm gonna tell her.
No! Yeah, so let's just embrace our new season of Banana.
Looking forward to their performance. Ooh! Wow!
Live news, live information, this is the DNA.
Come on, change the music.
Welcome to the BBC, Banana Being Crazy. I'm the brand baby woman banana, Kevin.
Hello, this is Nina. Let's begin with the three words game. After listening to what I said, speak out three words that come up first to you as quick as you can, okay?
Okay.
Right now, let's get started. First, banana.
Yellow, deep throat, Winona.
Well, next, Meng Fei.
Host, smart, bored.
What about spoiled brat?
Spoiled cat, rat sheet in the cat sheet.
Get out of here. We're not talking about the real rat, but the spoiled brat, which means the naughty little kid.
You mean the troublemakers?
Absolutely. It's very difficult to handle the trouble they make, especially when their parents are still shadowing them. And with a situation occurring in the public, like in the carriage of trains or subways, nobody could bear them crying. Like thousands of chucks greeting the blackboards. Yuck, it's awful.
Come on, I know that. The host, Meng Fei, whose English name is Not, came up with a controversial suggestion to establish the specialized carriage for those...
Spoiled brats.
Yeah, those spoiled brats and their parents together.
Are you sure you can solve the problem?
I am not. Why ask me?
Fine. Anyway, lots of keyboarders protested against this suggestion on the Weibo. Some say the action Meng Fei carried out is a little bit childish, just like a spoiled adult.
Well, I stand on the north side, because the carriages for the spoiled brats, we also need specialized carriages for the deaf, because they can't hear anybody and think that they can't be heard as well. Hello? Can you speak louder? Who is noisy? Nobody's noisy, but pardon?
Well, that way we still need a carriage for those square dancing ants, in case they won't blow off the roof.
And one for the pengzi old man, and let them peng each other's and get a reward.
Well, and also one for the pets, for the blind, for the females, the old and the pregnant.
And also for the cats and dogs, birds, fish, turtles, tigers. Well, get a zoo in.
Come on, what just set up carriage each train for the normal people?
Yeah, hard question. Why?
It's crazy.
No.
Let's cut to the chase.
That's the chase.
Spoiled rats.
Meng Fei.
Naughty boys.
Carriage.
Ass kickers.
Watermelon.
Bastard.
Banana.
What are we doing?
Banana being crazy. Woohoo. Come and take a look at what happens in the train. Here we go.
Whoa.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Banana Mini Theater.
Dear passengers, welcome to take the Hot Banana train. Creating a comfortable and quiet atmosphere is our constant pursuit. When you take this train, I'm sure you will enjoy this amazing ride.
Imagine you're not on a train to see your seat. Lay yourself in a convenient seat. Soften your top shoulder and tend to shirk boring secular responsibilities temporarily. And you even open the wireless radio to listen to the banana hot talk with a cheerful mood. Then...
Mommy, I am so boring now. Play with me.
Just be quiet, silly. Go and find your father.
Daddy, play with me.
Don't bother me. Leave me alone.
Thanks, God. His mother opened Bilibili.
Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye!
without earphones.
I can't hear you!
Bill, Bill, Bill! I am the king of the world!
Thanks, God. The cartoon only lasts 20 minutes. However, only season one. Now, silence fell upon the carriage. Out of the window is the crystal clear sky and the cobble street of a hilly city. These delicate features pure your mind. Suddenly, a fit of drowsiness assails you and you pick up your favorite eye shade, which has a cute banana on it.
I want to play the glory of the king right now!
No, you can, my dear. Listen, you haven't finished your homework yet.
Damn it! Spoiled brats! Out of the train, right away!
Dear passengers, we apologize for your intimate contact with those fucking spoiled brats. In order to improve your riding experience, we decided to open up a special carriage for those lovely bitches. And you can finally have a cozy journey. Now, let's enter the new world. Spoiled Brats Special Train.
Welcome to Take Hot Banana Train. The carriage where you are was made for spoiled brats. You can find that the floor was covered with crash pads. And this carriage was equipped with acoustic panels. We also prepared sandbags and red doors for parents. When you cannot put up with your little one anymore, but you are also looking to spank your baby, don't worry. Hit the fucking sandbags and beat the doors right now to a break yourself.
This is a special carriage. This is the pioneering work of Hot Banana Transport Company. Now, let's welcome the new age of staying away from spoiled brats. Hot Banana Train, you deserve it, bitch.
Hey guys, welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk. I'm today's anchor, Gabby.
And I am Rock. So today we have...
Kevin.
Winona.
Nina.
Nia.
Joey.
Shelly.
Steven.
Jeremy.
Wow. So many people. Who are you guys, so?
The new banana.
Wow, new banana.
Welcome.
Delicious bananas.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about an interesting issue. You know, a few days before, Meng Fei, the famous host, mentioned in one of his shows that we should build a special room for those spoiled brats on the train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Sometimes the kids are so annoying and... Yeah. We can do anything but get angry ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So, and I guess almost everybody has such an experience on a train.
Definitely.
To make this. So, I wanna know your story. So, let's start from Kevin.
And from me.
Yeah.
One kid and say to me on the train, "Hey, uncle, why are you looking at me?"
I said, "Why are you looking at him?"
Yeah, and I said, I won't look at you if you are looking around and crying and or do that ass kicking thing.
Yeah.
what he do? What did he do?
And he looked for his mom and I am embarrassed and I get out of the train.
Are you get out of the train? So why don't you ask him to get out of the train?
No, he has background. No, he has.
he's got
shelter.
He has parents,
sheltering from his parents, and I am alone. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're an adult now.
Yeah. Right now, I can fight back.
Kick his ass.
Well, Neil, can you still remember that the most annoying spoiled brat?
It was about a month ago. I left my home for Beijing, and one wild kid and two wild parents.
Parents? Interesting.
Yeah. I just asked the kid to lower his voice. No. Let me see. Two kids. And they almost. They just play with each other, watching cartoons and laughing out loudly. And the whole carriage was annoyed. But
only
no
two
one.
Kids in one carriage?
Maybe two wild kids.
Yeah.
And the whole carriage was annoyed, but no one stands out to stop them. So
what about you?
I did it, but
you shout.
What did you do?
So brave.
I just, in a polite way, I just asked them to. Go back.
Get out!
Get out, please!
Perfect.
I'm a gentleman, please.
Okay. Fuck off, please.
Just go back to your seat, baby. And
go
find your parents, okay? But those two wild parents.
Ignored.
Yeah, more than that.
Oh my gosh.
They shouted at me.
Oh god.
Have you ever been a kid before?
Oh my god! So much.
I have been a kid before, but I haven't
been.
Just like my dad.
I just answered them like that, but they still, I don't know how to say. That word.
Yeah.
And
I don't know the female. How's gonna cut it?
So I think those parents thought that they have the rights if their children is so young.
Yep.
But actually, they're just stupid. Children shouldn't act like that.
You just yell back at them that yeah, I was a kid and not an asshole.
Oh my god.
I think it's not all the parents' responsibility to care of their kids, but also the responsibilities of the other passengers.
Why?
You're one of them.
Because you have to stand out for your own rights. And what if you do not do this, no one should do it for you.
Yeah, but I think it's more like a family
education
instead of
yeah.
Yeah, instead of just
wanting
mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't spoil them to do that.
Yeah, that's true, but if you just say that it's our duty to push those kids to be a nice boy instead of a crying baby, it's just not right. It's not
passengers
duty.
Yeah, now we're just victims.
Yeah, we're not responsible for
fucking enjoy our journey, but there's a spoiled brat on the train, and it cannot be called my fault if I do not stand out. It's just a personal issue. Yeah.
So do you think it is practical to set such a carriage to put those children into the carriage?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I think they should be thrown out of the fucking train.
They should be bumped to the top of the train.
Oh my god. They should be banned aboard. They're not allowed to get in.
But how to definitely? The parents volunteer to send their kids into the carriage or just.
Yeah, how can we carry out this plan?
Yeah.
Should they buy the tickets before they go on the train that they know that the ticket is for those
spoiled
kids?
Oh, yeah, when you buy the ticket, you book the ticket, you need to show your ID card.
Sign up. This is
I think
good
it's more
kid,
like a moral thing instead of just push the kids into some carriage because I believe there's a lot of nice things.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Well, tell me your story.
No, I mean,
were you a nice kid or a
no?
Not
I mean,
asking her?
The wild kids on the carriage, they just remind me of my young
your childhood.
Yeah, that's really terrible.
What you I were mean, you were an asshole
at that
when
time?
You
we don't have that kind of.
We don't have that kind of train either. High speed railway.
Yeah, but I remember when I was young, two of my friends
standing on the car.
Well,
we should be sitting on the car, but we were standing on the seat. And
A private car,
of course. Yeah. But we're really terrible. We're barefooted and we were singing loudly the song called. I mean, this is really an unforgettable memory for me. I don't know why. It just.
Why is it terrible? You were enjoying it.
But now they just most people choose to take the highway.
I agree with Nina. I think that's a moral problem. We can't just directly
you can't divide the children by age.
Yeah.
It's not
right. I believe the parents won't buy the ticket, the special ticket for their kids.
I would.
They are well equipped.
First, if you buy the ticket, it means that you admit that your kids are so spoiled and too naughty.
It means you are very polite and you're civilized, like you're educated. You know that your children may cause some trouble, and you buy the tickets. It's a good thing. Yeah.
But people approve it. If their children are wild kids, then
their parents are also
wild parents.
If a parents they have a kid and the kid is an ass kicker, and if the kid is put in the normal train. So the kid will influence others and will annoy others, and the others will like, oh my god, why don't they go to the special train? But if the parents choose the special ticket, and the others will think, yeah, they know what they're doing.
No, I mean, when the parents have a kid, they think all of their kids is perfect.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
and when they hurt other kids and naughty, they think, oh, your boy is a crying baby. He should get out of the train right now. It's different. So when he choose to buy the special ticket, it means that he has to bear other kids cry and shout. And I don't think that's a good thing for the parents.
I still think they won't accept those the ticket because there is a difference between the naughty boys and the asking him boys.
Yeah.
Some boys are so smart and so naughty, but in public, their parents says you shouldn't do that. You should be silent now. Then the kid will listen to her, to his or her parents. But the asking him boy won't listen to their parents. The parents can't control them. So I think that's really a shame. For the parents,
it's not a shame. It's just their headache. Like there will be parents complaining about their children. Oh my god, my boy! Yeah, there will be some such kind of parents.
And also, I think if you buy the tickets for the special carriage, you will meet
you will meet
other spoiled kids, and you know the carriage will be so.
But the carriage should be more better equipped. So. The parents were like,
you mean they have the dark room like us?
The private room?
It will be a different place.
Fucking exactly.
And it can misunderstanding of the special carriage. Because they think it's a
paradise.
Bad, yeah, it's for the bad kids, but actually
it's for the active kids.
Active. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, and I think the advertisement shouldn't be like, if your kid is an ass kicker, put him in. It's
if
like, oh wait, we've got a special carriage for children, and it's a good place. Yeah. Children can play here and without influencing others.
Yeah.
And it's very advertising.
Yeah, we just divide the train in two parts, and one part is to create a silent atmosphere, and another we can have active.
People can choose by their personal preference.
If you love kids, even you can buy the ticket for
another big question that will cost too much.
Luxurious one.
Yeah. Yeah, with flowers, teachers.
Their parents will pay more money to get their kids in.
Some sleeping guy, you know.
We should never take a train.
We should make a special carriage for the normal people. We should make a special train for ourselves, for the students.
I think maybe carriage. In the future, each carriage will be special for people's... For different services. When we all get rich.
That's the key problem.
But it's like you're ranking the people. You're dividing people.
Divide that depending on the interests.
Like this carriage is for people who love being rich. Play a movie.
Business, different,
but not who are better than others or something.
Yeah.
What if I want to watch a movie while chatting to others?
And we buy two tickets.
Get out of the train.
Discrimination.
But I have a question. Because you said we should divide the train. Not by force, but voluntarily. I want to choose this train. But if parents have that white child, and they just choose to pick up a train with the reading specialized room, how to serve that?
They want their children to accept the atmosphere.
Yeah, but the child is wild, and then.
Well, I think if the children can behave themselves, that's just okay. But if the children can't fit in that atmosphere, then that's the responsibility for the staffs on the train.
Yeah. I don't think a parents who like to reading is a wild parent. They are educated people.
Yeah. But wild parents can do everything. We can't imagine. They are crazy.
It's horrible. Yeah. Parents can't even reading.
Actually, outplaying the music and watching the movie aren't always the bad things. 1 year ago, when I was on the high-speed railway, two workers, they are standing behind me. They don't have the ticket for the seats, and I was watching.
Auto joy.
Yeah, they're really so bored. On the train and watching, they're watching my screen and then they can't listen to the BGM. Another girl who sits beside me, she said, "Why not outplay the music?" So nearly six people
watching your
become a mobile.
It's like a special case. Like everyone's watching. That's different. Like when only you are watching the movie.
I still met a guy who's playing some TV series about the war, and all the way it's just.
Now I can understand the guys who always outplay their videos because they may think that some others will want to watch it.
Yeah. We enjoy that.
So nice of them.
Join me.
Oh my god, so sweet of them.
Oh my god,
so maybe they are friendly.
So considerate. It's not environmental friendly.
So we move to the next question. So, any of you have been a wild kid? Go ahead with your story.
I wasn't nice. I was so
lying.
Quiet.
You were.
Well, you were hyped.
You were.
So what changes you?
I'm still such
such a nice person, okay.
Okay.
What kind of disaster can change a quadro into a drama queen?
Life is hard.
To be honest,
are you
when I
society?
What?
Life is hard, just fuck it.
let's listen to Jeremy.
To be honest, I am a good boy when I was a child.
Oh, what changes for you?
Time.
Banana.
Maybe I found myself in my heart. my soul.
And then you just release
it. Yeah.
So what about Steven?
Mm-hmm. I'm quite kids.
I can't believe all of you are so quiet.
No. We just behave ourselves in the public, but when we're back home, that you can't imagine what I was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
No, I was quiet when I was home. So all my parents and those uncles and aunts, they think, what a little kid. But when I was in my class.
Crazy girl.
I found myself in class, but after class, among my classmates,
they know
who I am. But in front of the teachers, you know,
double.
Those bitches. And all the teachers liked me, and I always.
You're so bitchy.
I always did my homework so well, and I behaved myself in my family, and all the parents of other classmates, they know me, and they like me too. And even sometimes when other friends, they want to go out to play, and their parents just wouldn't allow them to, so they would tell them, Winona is coming with us, and their parents were like, oh, come on, call me and let her talk to me, and they just hand me the phone. Yeah, aunt, I'm with him. Yeah, it's okay. So as long as I stay with those kids, their parents is just say yes.
Mm. Oh, well, I was a crazy child before. I'm the honest
Somebody's
one.
Telling the truth.
Oh, finally.
When I went to my uncle's room as a guest, and you know, everyone have a raw rice container in the room to contain his rice, and I climb in the container.
What?
And pour, because I was little, so this my parents tell me the story, and I get the rice out of the container, and I climb in and hide in it for 30 minutes.
Okay. What did you do inside of the container?
I love your imagination.
Waiting for someone to find her.
I don't know, and I.
That's so weird. Waiting to die.
And it's
so lucky that you survived.
Well, it doesn't have the cover of the container, so I breathe. And after that, my parents get me out of there, and
so they found you after 30 minutes.
Yeah, because
you
they're playing mahjong. I'm from France, Chengdu, Sichuan. First place of mahjong. It's
so
okay. I don't know.
Yeah, it's mahjong. So they found you after only 30 minutes.
Magical thing.
They first found the rice on the ground. Yeah.
I think what they care about is the rice. Why are they on the floor?
Oh my god!
Well, the rice is crying. What's happening? And they get me out of here and put me on the bed and give me some food to eat, and I put all the lychees.
Give you some food. I
was little.
Didn't you eat the rice? Why do you still need something to eat?
I didn't eat it. And I put all the lychee and on the bed. And it's
just sit on it.
It's disgusting. it's terrible. Oh, and it's not easy to clean the bath.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember when I was
as a child, there's one time that my parents were both out and I was alone at home. And I think I was boring and I just opened the door and I went into the yard to play. And I forgot to shut the door. And I didn't tell my parents. Like, I was like 5 years or 4 years old.
Independent child.
I went to the yard and played like 3 hours. I don't know.
3 hours.
And, 3 hours.
Yeah,
3 hours.
And one of my neighbor, when he back home, he saw that my family's door is open, and he went inside, and so nothing's missing, but the girl is missing. And he called my parents saying that. Your girl is not at home. I think someone took her out. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And my parents were out on a very important thing. They're playing
mahjong
with my uncles.
Your parents
and my uncles find me, and then they will find you.
Yeah, both your parents play mahjong together.
They're very far away. Like, it took them an hour to get back. And when they're back, and they were shouting my name in the yard, and I heard it. And I thought they know me. I was there, I was safe, and I didn't respond to them. And I just played by myself. And play by yourself.
Play by yourself for 3 hours outside
like,
your home.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of kids in the yard. You can play with everyone. And okay. There's flowers, grasses.
But you chose to play by yourself.
It's just, and my parents were shouting. I just pretend like I didn't hear them. And like after 3 hours, I went out. No. Like, they found me for an hour.
Okay.
And they finally found me. It's like 100 meters away from my home. It's at a corner of two buildings. It's a dark corner. I didn't know why I was there, and it was hard to find. And my mom was, and my mom told me when I grew up, she said, "We thought you were missing, and we thought like she, you know how a woman can imagine when someone's in danger."
Yeah.
She said.
So she cried.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She said, "My girl's gone." I was like,
so dramatic.
Yeah, and I remember last year when I was alone in Beijing, it was raining so hard, and my phone was in the water on the street, so it's broken. I was out. Before I went on a taxi, I called my mom saying, "Oh, mom, I'm going on a taxi to find my phone from my
brother."
Oh, that's
so horrible.
And then the phone, dropped into the water,
okay.
And I can't use it. And like after 20 minutes, she cannot contact me, and she called my teacher. "Nina's gone!"
Again!
"You cannot find her!" And when I back to my school, and my teacher told me that, I was like, "My mom called the police." Seriously? And my mom, like, nearly called the police. My teacher was like, "Calm down, it's okay. She's 18 years old. She can protect herself while she's on the taxi and she's on her way to her brother. I believe she's gonna be okay. Just don't call the police, please."
And after that, no punishment.
So she bought you a new phone. No, my brother bought me a new phone.
Oh my god, I need a brother.
I need a brother too.
It's so touching.
You
movie.
Need to drop me. First, I need a brother. Then I dropped it in the rain.
Well, the last time I called my mother is 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
I never called my mother. But my dad mom really loves.
I skate with my mom
every day.
Well, let's call. Let's draw a
conclusion.
What happened
to Peter Tom? So, a lot of us have been the naughty kids, or even the asking kids when we were young. And maybe the biggest problem is on our parents. The brat parents may have the brat kids.
Yeah, so from this
hate discussion.
Yeah, from this discussion, we
We know that most of our bananas are yeah. So,
and after our discussion, we also found that maybe making the special courage for the ass-kicking kids are not so practical. But in the future, maybe we can have the carriages for special interests to serve everyone.
Create different atmosphere to fit different people. And you can, you can
choose.
So elephant getting to the train.
Turtles, birds,
so we can turn the train suitable. Comfortable for the for people who hate ass-kicking guys, and also for the ass-kicking kids.
Yeah. And now I just need $1 billion.
Active.
Mm-hmm. Well, at present, I would pray for everyone here to not meet the naughty girls or boys on the train. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all for today. See you next week.
Woo! See you.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。